You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Martin Luther King Day is coming up this month. And while many organizations will celebrate the civil rights leader with speeches and commemorative marches, Face Off Theater and Kalamazoo College are showing a different side of Dr. King. The theaters will collaborate on the play The Mountaintop by Katori Hall Thursday through Saturday. It's a fictional account of the last 24 hours of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s life. All of it takes place in room 306 of the Lorraine Hotel, where King was assassinated. There are only two characters, King and a hotel maid named Kamei.
'Cause I don't like no man with no smell of feet.
They do stink, don't they? Don't tell nobody.
Honey, your shoes is off. I'm sure the whole world know by now. Who would have thought Dr. King got stanky feet?
The play shows a different Martin Luther King. Not the activist, but the guy who smoked, cursed, and occasionally lost his temper. Since it premiered in 2009, the play has been pretty popular. Award-winning actors Samuel L. Jackson and Angela Bassett performed it on Broadway 5 years ago. But not everyone is a fan of Katori Hall's portrayal of King. Bianca Washington is the stage manager for Kalamazoo's production. She says some people just don't want to see their heroes in that light.
I don't want to hear these kinds of things. I don't want to, you know, see these kinds of things about Martin Luther King, you know, Jr., you know. But what I would hope is that it opens people's heart more to who this person was. He was a person.
Los Angeles actor and Western Michigan University alum Kenawan Bentley is playing the role of Dr. King.
We see him exhausted. We see him a little battling illness, sickness, longing for his family, longing for someone, some sort of connection outside of Ralph Abernathy and the crew that always followed him around.
That's where Kamei comes in. Tanisha Pyron plays the spunky, down-to-earth hotel maid. Pyron says Kamei represents the people Dr. King advocated for. Not just African Americans, but workers too.
I think that she really is sort of a cross-section of a lot of populations that he served. And it kind of be like, you know, you're excited about President Obama coming to town, and it's not a town hall meeting. It's like you're sitting in his office and you can ask him a question. Those are the kind of questions that she's asking. And to see him affected by her humanity as well, I think is something that's really touching about this piece.
Everybody the same. Negro folk, white folk, we all alike.
On the most human level, we are all the same.
What's one thing we all got in common?
We all scared. Scared of each other, scared of ourselves, scared of... They just scared. Scared of losing something that they've known their whole lives.
The title of the play comes from the last speech that King gave before he was assassinated, called I've Been to the Mountaintop. Bianca Washington says the speech is almost chilling. In it, King seems to say that his part in the civil rights movement, and maybe his life, is coming to an end.
I've been to the top of the mountain. This is it. When you go to the top of the mountain, that's all you have. You're there. Unless you get in a spaceship and you're flying up to the stars, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he's at the mountaintop. He's at the end.
Washington says it was King's way of passing the baton, leaving ordinary people to take up his cause. And Tanisha Pyron says that's what Katori Hall's The Mountaintop is all about.
Lead a movement or do something great. You don't have to be a deity to be impactful in the world. And for me, it was really inspiring, and I hope that it inspires others as well.
You can see The Mountaintop at Kay College's Festival Playhouse Thursday through Sunday. Performances will be followed by community discussions. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.